Well, indeed, that's the case. There are all kinds of misconceptions about God. There is the misconception that God is not to be honored in everything. Oh, He is to be honored in some things, but not in everything. He has no place in the public square. He shouldn't be prayed to in the schools. His word should not be read in any public place. His name should be removed from any government facility. We shouldn't have any kind of national acknowledgement of God, such as a day of prayer or a prayer meeting or any other event led by a Christian who affirms the God of Scripture, because that's a violation of separation that is germane to what it means to be an American. But on the other hand, we believe in a God, we just believe in a God who is to be honored only slightly and only occasionally and only when kept within certain limits. This God is not a God who is deserving of supreme honor. This is not a God who is deserving of all honor. This God lacks what is necessary for such honor. He also lacks power. We're comfortable with a God who doesn't wield absolute power. We want a God who has some limited power, and that's the God that is popular today, not only in our nation, but in the church. He has good ideas, and we're glad for that. He has noble intentions, but he struggles to see them realized. There are things he would like to do, but he can't quite pull them off. And Satan, oh my, Satan prevents the accomplishment of so much that God wants to do. God wants to bring goodness into the world and happiness and joy and everything to be the way everybody would like it to be, but Satan thwarts all these divine purposes of God and brings troubles and war and conflict and disaster and crime and destruction. Satan is busily thwarting the desires of God, and so are people. Poor God, he just doesn't have the power to really pull off what he would like. And the popular God is also lacking in knowledge. He has definite desires for his kingdom. He has definite purposes that he would like to accomplish, but he's really limited in the ability to accomplish them because he is subject to the same problem that we have, and it is this. He doesn't know what's going to happen. This is a new view of God called the openness of God, that God does not know the future. That's how you eliminate Him being responsible for it, by saying He doesn't know what it's going to be. God doesn't know anything that hasn't happened, because it hasn't happened. It can't be known, and God is just like we are. He doesn't know what's going to happen until it actually happens, and that makes it